final segment on today's Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. When we talk about health care and the challenges in getting care, affordable care, and in a reasonable time window, we're talking about health care for people, but getting health care for the non-human members of the family can be a challenge, too. We've heard plenty in the last few years about the shortage of veterinarians to care for family pets. We've heard a lot of it from Rescue Ranch, the dog shelter in Wairika. Laura Finley, the Rescue Ranch board member, joins us once again in the studio. Laura, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
We also have with us a veterinarian to talk about what's going on out there. Aiden Costello is a veterinarian at the A Street Clinic in Ashland. Welcome, Aiden.
Thank you.
Good to have you both here. Laura, give us the view from your end. You have many dogs with many needs. How far and wide are you going in search of vet care?
Well, our primary source of veterinary care is here in Ashland at the Ashland Animal Medical Hospital. And we never know when we take a dog in, when we say yes, what the care might be. We've had a lot of challenges this year since the 1st of January. We have more dogs, so I can't say that the ratio is any higher than in the past. But we've had gunshots. We've had a number of fractured femurs and hips.
So some dogs come to you in seriously rough shape.
Yeah, I mean, we took one from Siskiyou County Animal Control the end of last week, 8-week-old puppy, severely fractured pelvis. Right now, she's on 24-hour-a-day crate rest, watching for about 5 or 6 weeks. So the cost there is the cost to the caregiver, which is me. but we don't know what she's going to need after that. But
wow! And so you have a deal going on then with a place in Ashland. But I know in previous conversations with Rescue Ranch, you've had to take dogs a bit farther afield just for things like spay and neuter.
Yes, correct. So our public spay neuter program that is kind of in hiatus right now. We were taking dogs to Klamath Falls Companion Pet Clinic in Klamath Falls. The vet there that was graciously doing the work for us retired. Mm-hmm. And so now our current public spay-neuter program is kind of on hold while we scramble around looking for a vet.
Well, that sounds like the story of the decade, Aiden Costello, vets retiring. Is that the major driving force behind why it seems like there are so few vets?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it, and it's just become sort of a strange environment in the last several years in terms of veterinarians across the country, not just in our area, just being completely overwhelmed and being unable to find replacements for them. And it's been a struggle just to stay afloat.
Honestly, I'm surprised that a veterinarian could have the time to talk to us, and I really appreciate you spending this 15 minutes with us. So how busy are you, Aiden?
Drowning pretty much every day. I lost a veterinarian about a year ago, and so I've been primarily by myself here and just sort of trying to stay on top of things. You know, we have not taken new clients for a couple of years, which never gives you a great feeling, and you feel bad for the people, but you could just do what you can do.
And so in addition to the people who are leaving, are fewer people coming into the business? Are fewer people training to be vets?
Not as far as I'm aware. I don't know where all of the new veterinarians who are graduating are going, but it certainly does not seem to be in our area.
Okay, they're not coming to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So we're concentrating on veterinarians, but can the shortfall be addressed by more people in vet offices who have skills but are not vets?
Certainly that would be an option. There needs to be some expansion of non-veterinarian roles, more similar to what's taking place in human medicine with nurse practitioners and things like that. I think there certainly would be opportunities for that. And, you know, that's great when things go well. The problem is when things don't go well, you know, even a spay is not a minor procedure, mm-hmm. even though it's routine. When you have an animal that's bleeding out, it takes some expertise to be able to handle that situation. So I think on some level there would still always need to be some veterinarian presence in that process.
We're talking veterinary care here on the Jefferson Exchange. Aiden Costello is a vet with A Street Animal Clinic in Ashland. Laura Finley is on the board at Rescue Ranch in Wairika. And you can have a part in the conversation, too. Tell your story or ask your question at jx@jeffnet.org. Laura, the last time we talked, you had a lot of dogs. Has that herd been thinned somewhat?
Not at all.
Huh.
Matter of fact,
other way,
as of this morning, we have 255 dogs in our care. between our adoption center, our foster program, which is expanding, and the sanctuary. Five puppies got added yesterday morning at our sanctuary gate. In a box, six-week-old puppies.
Wow. And it's, you have a hard time turning people away, and it sounds like the word's gotten out, too, that this is the place to go.
Yeah, it is. And unfortunately, much like the vets, we're turning a lot of people away who want to, need to surrender their pets or their dogs, because we only take dogs, but we just can't accommodate everybody. So we accommodate the Siskiyou County Animal Control. Obviously, when you have puppies land on your doorstep, they need help. They were 6 weeks old, so we scrambled and found them some air conditioning. Obviously, with the heat we're experiencing, it's also a challenge.
Fire season does tend to affect Rescue Ranch in people needing to bug out. You've had to get out for a few times,
yep.
too. But,
yes.
But what's going on with the Shelley Fire, for example, and any evacuations affecting people coming to you?
Yes, we've taken 41 dogs in like the last 24 to 36 hours from evacuees from the Shelley Fire. We had another fire start late yesterday afternoon, north of outside Montague, actually. But Cal Fire thankfully got their arms around it, and that evacuation order got lifted. So
it's costly enough to feed all those dogs. I mean, I know from previous conversations, you guys buy food by the pallet. I mean, so what are the vet bills like in a year for Rescue Ranch?
Well, I can tell you, at least this year so far, up through about the end of June, it's been about $40,000. Which is why we've kind of kicked off a campaign for KITU's fund, which is what we call our special medical fund. That fund allows us to do some of the extraordinary care that some of the dogs need for both the shelter dogs, and then we also have a no-interest loan available to the public for extreme emergency needs and financial reasons.
A no-interest loan?
Yeah.
How can you do that?
Because we get generous donations, and then we put the folks go on a payment program. Sometimes it's $40-$50 a month. We have a dog that we had to take in that came in under that program. She needed an amputation, and then the person just couldn't keep her.
We have an email here from Becca in rural Lane County who writes excitedly. We just got a new vet at the Vanita Vet Hospital from Saskatchewan. So I think there's your answer, Aiden, is look outside the national borders.
I guess so.
But what's it been like? I mean, our vet when I was in high school said the DVM stands for Doctor Vet Out Money. What is the financial reality for people in your line of work?
It's been a challenge for us, just like everybody else. You know, our laboratory fees have increased by 9% year over year. All the vendor supplies are increasing their prices and turning over their costs of doing business to us. And, you know, that trickles down the line to the clients and rescue groups in terms of that. So, you know, certainly nobody goes into veterinary medicine with the expectation that they're going to be driving a Ferrari. I can't say that I'm starving either.
Mm-hmm. But has the income growth kept up with the cost of training? We hear about all the people leaving medical school with huge bills. I can't imagine it's any less in vet or that much less in vet school.
No, and in many cases more because there are fewer options for vet schools. I had at my highest point $365,000 in student loans, and as an associate working for another practice owner, that's a big order to be able to fill.
Wow. So you've reduced that somewhat or finally retired that debt?
I have 12 years later finally taken care of that, but had I not been a practice owner, that would not be the case.
It's fairly intensive training, too. I imagine that would, a few people would be daunted by the fact that you have to learn not only how to deal with dogs and cats, but, you know, horses, cows, lizards, birds, you name it.
Yeah, beaver currently. yes, it's there's a lot to know, and you can never know it all. It's, I think, a lifelong learning process.
Oh, you're the one caring for the beaver. We heard about this.
Yes, I am.
Was this a beaver that got caught in a trap? I forget the story.
Yes, trapped by the Eagle Point Water District, is my understanding, in an irrigation ditch, and a Good Samaritan called it into Project Beaver, and they were able to come get her released, and she had her kit in the sanctuary that they have there, which is pretty cool.
Wow. We're talking about the veterinary care and the cost of it and the scarcity of it at the moment with Aiden Costello, a veterinarian at A Street Clinic in Ashland, and Laura Finley, who's a board member of the Rescue Ranch in Yreka. A couple of minutes left if you want to get some thoughts in here to jx@jeffnet.org. As a customer, then, you guys have gone pretty much wherever you can find vet services, but it sounds like you're on a bit of a waiting list yourselves at Rescue Ranch, Laura.
Yes, we are. I mean, we're fortunate for immediate care that Ashland Animal Medical always makes room for us. And we get probably 8 to 10 spay-neuters a week for our sanctuary, you know, for our rescued dogs. But we've also had to use the services of Southern Oregon Vet Specialty Center, and then that starts, they're good, but they're expensive. we had one dog this past late spring, early summer, that with pneumonia, and it was a $7,000 bill at the end of the day to take care of her pneumonia. So it can be quite daunting, but we're fortunate that we have good services as close as we do, which sounds kind of funny because we drive an hour to get here.
Right.
But and I was just thinking, if it's hard to attract people to Ashland to live, try Yreka to live as a veterinarian, you know. So we're really deficit veterinarians in Siskiyou County.
Are there any?
Yeah, there are a few. We have some large animal vets. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of folks that are dual licensed in Oregon and California that cross the border with mobile clinics and such that also can help in Siskiyou County, but it's tough.
Aiden, give us a view from the vet side. Are there things that people as customers can do to make your lives easier?
I don't know that I can answer that with much.
I mean, obviously, dogs and cats are going to need to see you from time to time, and other pets too. But anything they can do to get organized better, be ready for the vet,
Well, I would say pet insurance. Mm-hmm. It would be something I'm a big advocate for. It is unfortunately only on a reimbursement basis, but that can really help to offset costs, especially in that circumstance for that dog that had to visit the specialty center, mm-hmm. where it's a big bill. You know, that can really help to make the difference in terms of whether or not people are able to provide care. Mm-hmm. And also care credit is a 6-month interest-free credit card, essentially, to be able to cover costs of expenses. So that can really help in case of emergency, too.
Okay. And then what's your pitch to get people to go to vet school?
Do it, please, and give me a call at A Street Animal Clinic once you're out.
We have an email from Peggy in Eugene, wants to know, how could we send a donation to them for whatever is needed? So that's you, Rescue Ranch.
Rescue Ranch, rrdog.org. There is a link there to the Kitu's Fund 2024 to assist us with all of our vet care, and that is where that money goes when it's donated to that fund, all the vet care only.
And Kitu is or was a specific dog?
He is my dog.
Uh-huh.
He's 10 years old now. He came in shattered from being hit by a car. After I nurtured him for 6 months, I couldn't let him go.
Huh. So there are success stories here. I imagine there are some sad moments too, but it sounds like some of the dogs you're talking about that come in fairly mangled do end up walking out on their own.
Yeah, we have another dog right now, Olivia, that I'm caring for that came in with almost the exact same injuries as Kitu. She's a young pup hit by a car. We have, like I said earlier, we have gunshot wounds. We have a, Newfoundland, mm-hmm. that came into us severely emaciated at 118 pounds. He's now 160 pounds.
Wow. You have success stories then.
Yep.
Okay.
Success
stories. 255 dogs in the care
of
Rescue Ranch in Yreka as of this morning. So a lot of work there. Laura Finley from Rescue Ranch, thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you.
Aiden Costello, veterinarian with A Street Animal Clinic in Ashland. Thanks for taking time out from a very busy day to tell us about the story. Appreciate it. This will do it for today's Jefferson Exchange. We're online at jeffexchange.org. All of our interviews get archived there. They're also sent to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other podcasting sites. Angela Decker of JPR News is our senior producer. Charlie Zimmerman, assistant producer. Zach Beagle's at the controls today. Maxwell and Terry Longshore composed our theme music. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thanks for listening. Please join us next time on the Jefferson Exchange. Stay cool and safe, and have a great day.